This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's The Usual Suspects till 4, till we turn it over to the Blitz with 1 hour still to go. It's time to remind you, it's fun, it's sun, it's a volleyball tournament, and it's a beach party. It's Sunfest 2017, presented by Pacifico. Celebrate summer with ESPN 97.5. Grab your sunscreen, beach towel chair, and head out to East Beach to play beach volleyball. Look for hidden treasure in a beach dig and hang out with your favorite sports radio host. Log on to ESPN975.com for all the details. Find out how you can play to win a four-night stay at any Red Roof Inn in the USA. There you go.
Good job.
You're going to be down there, aren't you?
I am. I'm closing out Sunfest from 2:30 to 5:30, I believe. Yesterday, as I was show prepping out in the open area, I wore shorts yesterday, and Michelle walks by and goes, "Oh, good. Sunfest is going to be just in time because you really need some sun on those legs." What?
Wow.
They're not that white. They're white, but they're not that white. Okay, they kind of are. What? Say it.
There was so much you could have said. You, again, of all people who are going to be in your element and then some when these innocent kids come in here.
Uh-huh.
But of all people,
Michelle?
When she said that to you.
She's intimidating. Michelle will slap the crap out of you,
she's
dude.
Not afraid to say anything to anybody. I realize yeah. that. But you could have gone right to the copy.
No, you don't want none of that. Oh, yeah, I could have made
you
fun of
the copy. You could have really had a fun feeling.
I don't
day
want
with
none
that
of that, though. Michelle, she's good people, and she can make things happen for you. She's a mover and shaker here at Gal Media.
I agree.
You don't poop where you eat.
Whoa, that's a whole. Okay.
Poop where you eat. All right, are we doing this?
I was going to. Okay, we can do it. We can start now. Should I bring the first? So we have four interns. We got Javier, we've got Jerry, we've got Brittany and Jay. We're going to do this now or the following segment?
Oh, let's do it now.
All right, so
let's
who
get
should
this
I,
rolling. It may bleed over into the next segment.
Ladies
I
first,
have
I'll bring in Brittany. Hold on.
Are you sure? Here's the thing. Let's let Brittany choose whether she goes first or not, because she may want to see what goes down. And I think that would be more appropriate to allow the lady to choose.
So should I ask somebody? Okay, ask her if she
wants
to go first.
Let her choose. Does she want to see how the other guys do first before she comes in, or does she want to go first?
Or
and
do you want
to
do ladies
with?
First? And
her
also,
choice.
You read them the rules. What did you tell them the exact?
We'll just make the rules up as
no,
we go.
No, because I heard him saying
we'll
something about.
Well, I kind of relayed what Barry was saying. If you guys want to change it on the fly, that's fine.
Of course, we'll change it on the fly.
All right, okay, hold on.
It's our show. We'll do whatever the hell we want to do, right, Joel?
Whatever you say, Barry.
Like, I mean, I don't want them to know what's coming. We've got five interns, actually. What do you say, Javier?
One of them, I'm just going to look at and go, world peace.
Huh?
World peace.
Why?
How do we obtain world peace and just let them go?
She chose to go first. Okay, this is good. So, Nick will read us the list of names one more time. You left one off the list, Nick. Go ahead. Go back to your microphone, sir.
Brittany?
Like, you have to talk in the microphone.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. There you go. Yep. Now get the microphone close. You have to talk into it.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, we can hear you.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, I can.
Okay, very good. Now your name?
I'm Brittany.
Okay, now Brittany, what school do you go to?
Texas Southern University.
TSU.
Yes.
All
your
right.
Major?
Broadcast journalism with a minor in sport management.
So okay. Do you want to be a radio personality or an agent?
Whichever one. I want to be radio.
Pick one.
Either radio or television. Television, most definitely.
You want to do television?
Okay. All right.
Well, thanks for joining us. Next.
Next could be Javier or Jerry.
She doesn't want to do radio.
I don't want to do radio.
I don't want this.
If you want to know how if you want to do radio, you're probably going to have to learn how to turn a mic on next time.
If you, I
see it was on.
Okay, no, not okay.
If you want to be a TV snob, you need to go somewhere else. This is radio.
Hey, I started off in radio first, so don't get me wrong. Radio is always great.
Okay,
it's always where they start from. You know,
we already have one sassy
person.
You
have a face for radio. You know, you want the TV.
We have one sassy person.
Hey, I have
person
a great voice
show.
For radio, though.
You know, you're not supposed to talk over the host, right?
I'm talking to him.
No, don't get trade. I'll throw you out of here so fast.
She says she has a great voice for radio. By the way, don't be snobby like those people at Channel 11.
You know, I'm going to tell you the same thing I tell Trey. Be humble. Like you have to. Trey is no like. We'll do a Monday movie moments with Trey, and I'll be like, Trey, that was good. And he'll go, Yeah, I know. No, you can't be like that. You have to be chill. You have to be humble. You have to you know, downplay your accomplishments, okay?
I got
That's
you.
Lesson one.
Have you done your homework?
My homework?
Are you prepared for one of the two questions we could ask you?
Yes.
You sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
I'll let Joel pick, because I know what I would ask you. And I'll let Joel pick what to ask you about, because if it were up to me, I would not take it easy on you. I'd make you answer a question about the Astros.
Go ahead.
But I won't do that to you.
Go
I'll
for
let Joel
it.
I'll let Joel.
Brittany, I'd like you to cover for me with an explanation of, after winning 12 games in a row, or was it 11 games in a row, the Astros are in somewhat of a swoon. Can you explain for me why this team that has been so successful with the best record in baseball is now struggling?
See, from what I've heard, no. A lot of people are saying that the pitchers are pretty, you know, messing up there. So, you know, because I really don't watch the Astros. I'm from Kansas City. I'm a Royals
Hold
fan.
On. Wait,
so.
The Astros?
The Astros.
You said Astros. Now, this isn't going to work.
You know, they're playing the Space Invaders this weekend.
Okay, so you have no idea about, you don't watch the Astros at all, but you want to be in sports talk radio. How are you gonna be in sports? What sports do you watch?
Basketball, football, some wrestling, boxing.
Hold on, did you just say wrestling was a sport? Like, are you talking professional wrestling, or are you talking collegiate wrestling, like amateur wrestling?
Professional wrestling.
All right, I'm done. I can't believe you just said professional wrestling was a sport.
Who's your favorite professional wrestler?
I don't have a favorite in wrestling.
I'm out. I'm done.
I don't have the best.
All right, you can turn her mic
like
off.
Watching
I'm
it.
Done. Like, cut her
Who
mic.
Do you watch?
I'm finished. Seriously, Nick, cut her mic. I'm done. Like, you can't call. You can't. She turned it off.
She cut her own mic.
See, now we're getting somewhere. She cut her own mic. That's a lot better. I like this. But you can't come in here and say that professional wrestling is a sport when it's all scripted.
But wait, she said she watches it, but then couldn't even identify one.
Brittany, you did okay, but you stick to TV.
You failed.
You're going to have to stick to TV or be an agent. Thanks for joining the show. Better luck next time.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Thank you,
Brittany. All right, Brittany was contestant number one.
So who are we going with next? We got Javier.
I don't know.
Jerry,
it's all
Jay.
Uphill from here. She said professional wrestling was a sport and called them the Asteroids.
The Asteroids was classic, Nick. That's a rack'em.
The Asteroids.
Wow.
Are you sick? Oh.
But even if you
Messing
don't know.
Up there, so, you know, because I really don't watch the Asteroids. Coming from Kansas City.
Coming from Kansas City.
As we've always said on this show, there are certain things you just can't script. And there again
the
is another
intern.
One.
The Asteroids. I would expect something like that from Trey. Because that's the genius of Trey, is he'll do that on purpose. I don't think Brittany did that on purpose. I don't think she just doesn't know what the hell she's talking about. It's like, well, what do you want to do? Whatever y'all let me do. I'll do radio. I'll do TV. I'll be an actress, an agent. I'll be an Instagram model if I can get enough followers. Asteroids.
Did you see those sandally things she's wearing?
I didn't. No, I wasn't looking at her sandals, Joel. That's creepy. Why are you doing that?
No, because they're not just sandals. They went all the way up her leg.
That's creepy, dude. She might be like 12
years
old.
I'm not saying I'm looking at it from that perspective.
I bet Lisa's listening right now, and she is shaking her head.
This is the third hour.
It is.
Yeah. All right, so.
Does your wife know?
She doesn't care. Okay. All right, so state your name for the general public.
Jerry Boat.
Jerry what?
Bo, B-O.
B-O, Jerry Bo. Now, that's your last name is Bo?
Yeah, it's really Bonilla, but my whole childhood, I used to get that Bonilla, so I just cut off the illa.
We're not doing nicknames. This is radio.
No, it's Jerry Bo. That's my name.
On your what does your driver's license say?
Bonilla.
Okay. Jerry,
my entire life I've been Jerry
Bo. Walk,
this ain't a rap show. What's that rap show that comes on in the morning?
Breakfast Club?
Yeah, this ain't the Breakfast Club, dude. We're all adults here. I'm going to need you to use your adult name.
All right, Charlemagne.
No. All right, cut his mic off. I'm done with him. You're not going to come on here and start calling me names on my
Called
show.
You Charlemagne.
Jerry's done. Next. Who's the next intern? Yeah, you notice how your mic is off, Jerry? You lost. Get out. Next.
Wow, Jerry's walking,
we'll bring intern Jay in here.
Intern Jay? All right. No, you're done. Go. No. Yeah, you lost. Although I did like a shirt that said I still miss Pimp C. Yeah. That was a nice shirt. But Jerry, you screwed up, man. You can't come on here. I don't know what it is about the interns getting cocky when we first put them on the air. What did I just say about being humble?
I thought he was going to get mad when I said, if it's Jerry Bo, you're related to Walk Bo.
Intern Jay walking in the building.
Okay, Intern Jay. All right, Intern Jay. Let's see. This dude, you look like you suck at radio already. I don't want to be.
Seriously. And you just got out of class. You still got your backpack and your book.
I don't want to be an a-hole, but you can't be better than the first two. Intern Jay, what's up, man? What's your full name, Jay?
Jay Castillo.
All right, Jay.
Did they call you Jay Cass?
Jay Cash.
We're not using
That's
nicknames.
On my driver's license.
Jay, where do you go to school?
University of Houston.
Downtown or just regular old university?
Just regular old.
Okay, so why are you here?
My dad is friends with Mr. Gao.
Okay.
And I have to do an internship to get some credits so I can pass college.
Okay, you don't sound very smart, Jay. What makes you think you're going to pass college?
I've been going for two and a half years.
Are you related to Kobe in any way, shape, or form? Do you know who intern Kobe is?
No.
You sound like you guys might be related.
Are there any promised deals to you just for passing college, like a business you could possibly run?
My dad has a business that I can work at.
Uh-huh. And what would that business be?
It's construction.
I think you might want to stick to that, Jay.
Well, I'm not going to do construction like building stuff. I'm going to be like the boss.
Oh, you're going to lead a leader of men? Is that what you are, Jay?
You're going to move those leader of who men? Move yeah. the thing.
Jay, who's your favorite show on this station?
I've only been here since Monday.
You don't listen to this station?
No.
Jay.
My favorite one so far is the Triple Threat.
Why is Jay in here? Jay, you might be the dumbest person I've ever met.
What scares you the All most right. about the Triple Threat?
Fred Fowler.
Fowler?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ever played Asteroids, Jay?
I heard that stupid girl say Asteroids. And y'all said, I'm not that smart. She said the Asteroids.
At least you're smart enough to do advanced scouting on your competition.
That's right. I heard them. That's why I didn't say Jay Cash to start.
Jay, you're a Fred Fowler fan.
No.
Oh, you're not?
No.
But you've heard him.
I've heard him.
What about AJ Hoffman? Are you a big fan of AJ Hoffman at all?
He does the show with Fred Fowler?
Yeah. Yes.
He's all right, I guess.
I would agree with you. He's okay at best, right?
Y'all's show is probably the best show.
I'm in agreement with you, Jay.
Yeah.
Did you know that AJ stands for Irenthal James?
No.
Oh.
I don't get that reference.
No one did, Jay.
Because OJ was Irenthal James Simpson. He was named after him.
What's OJ?
Like AJ, only with a different vowel.
Okay. This used to be my favorite show.
Teamwork is a crazy thing, isn't it?
Jay, all right, what are your... you know what? It doesn't matter. Just we're going to commercial. Jay's done. Jay, I'm sorry. You'll never make it in radio, Jay. You just don't have it.
That's okay. I just need to pass college.
Thank you for being there, Jay. You're a fine gentleman. You're a fine young man. Good luck in construction.
You're welcome.
All right. The competition continues on after this. The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects as the Intern Olympics rolls on.
Somebody texted the show and said, where do you find these interns? Asteroids, Fowler, Bo, and Pass College. What? Yeah.
It's crazy. And then to think of a guy that weighs 125 wet that's going to get a job running a construction company just because of who his dad is.
Somebody said, my coworkers and I just had to stop selling beer just to listen to this. I'm crying laughing. Yeah, that seemed to go pretty well. Jay's a weirdo. I don't know. I don't want Jay to ever come near this studio again. That was weird. All right.
He turns the volume up in his headsets real loud, too.
Yeah, jerk. I mean, what? Okay. All right. We have a fresh meet. I mean, another intern. What is your name, sir?
My name is Javier.
Nope. Don't do that. Don't do that. This is your chance.
Javier Mateache.
He's looking at Nick right now like he's been set up.
This is the worst. Like, we just went from one of the best segments in radio. And, dude, you get a chance to come in here and talk sports, and this is what you're going to do. All right, turn his mic off. He's done. You blew your opportunity, sir. Go. Turn his mic off. He's done. Bring in the last intern. He's done. I don't want to talk to him anymore.
There are no more interns.
Okay, well, then we're done. Thanks for playing. You had a chance. Dude, you had a chance to talk sports, and that's what you did.
A demo tape, in essence, you had a chance to find your first job if your dad doesn't own a company.
The guy said, my name is Javier. What do you want?
But it's the way he said it. I mean, come on now. He doesn't talk like that.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
I've never met him until today, but I think he does talk like that.
I think he's making that up.
Go ahead.
I really do.
What's your name again? Say it again.
Javier Mateache.
He talks
like that.
I'm official.
No.
You can't fake that.
I've talked to him before. He doesn't talk like that.
That's how you pronounce my name.
He's done.
I'm not. Can you explain what your career aspirations are?
My career aspirations, I am not sure at all yet.
What?
Yep. I'm looking for it.
No.
Yep.
How did you get this internship? Where do you go to school?
In Canada, McGill.
You go to school in Canada?
Yep.
How is this possible that you go to school in Canada?
I used to live in Houston, and it's cheaper and better over there.
Can you give us your best Canadian accent in two sentences?
I don't know if this guy is making up his accent or he's not. I can't tell now. I feel like he's trying to prank us, but now I feel like he's not.
Which is why I've stayed clear of it, but I was asking him if he's in Canada, can he do a Canadian accent?
I can not do a Canadian accent because I live in Montreal, so it's a French accent.
Okay, we'll do a French accent.
Do a French accent.
Okay. Like in English with a French accent?
Correct.
Dude, I don't care.
Okay.
Just do one.
Let's go to the shop tonight. It's going to be a really, really good night.
That wasn't bad. Now talk normal.
In English? Like this?
Yes.
Yes. Now I am speaking normal.
See? I think this is how this guy really talks. I'm so confused right now.
At first I was very, very...
You were trying to be politically correct,
right, Joel. but at the same time, I was
what
not
a candy
buying
ass
it.
Thing
I'm not
do.
Buying it, but what right now I'm ass. Buying it. I'm buying it.
What? That says that he's...
Yeah, he may be pouring it out a little bit extra, but I'm buying that he has the accent.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm sold on it too, honestly.
Are you?
He just did a French accent for you in like 10
that
seconds.
That was terrible.
Why are you here?
For an internship and to learn about the sports media world.
But you don't know what you want to be when you grow up?
Not yet. I'm working.
How old are you?
19.
You're 19. You go to college in Canada. Where are you from?
Spain.
You were born in Spain. Yeah. How did you end up from Spain to Canada to Houston? Are you smuggling things? What's going on here?
Not yet.
Not yet.
I moved here because of my dad's job.
Okay. Who's your dad work for? Military?
No. Renewable energies.
Okay. Oil. That makes sense.
Yeah. Kind of.
I get it, young man. All right. So you went from Spain to Canada to here, and then.
No, Spain to here to Canada.
Okay. So you're currently. Wow. Is your dad loaded?
He's doing
you can
okay.
brag about it. It's
He's
okay.
Doing okay.
You can brag about it.
He's doing
Is
right.
that your Mercedes I saw parked out there?
No.
No? Okay. That was just a test.
You wouldn't take that to a place like this?
No.
Something might happen to it.
For the weekend.
Slumming with us poors over here. Okay. So you are in your, what, first year in college?
Just finished second year.
Okay. Second year. Oh, all right. So you're smart, too. God. Whatever.
So you're just taking general studies till you figure it out?
Yeah. I mean, I'm doing economics, but I don't want to be an economist.
You don't? No. So you, what do you want to be? You want to be a sports talk radio guy?
That
would What's your favorite sport?
Connor, soccer.
I knew he was going to say that. Cut his mic off. Yeah. Get him out of here. I don't want to talk soccer. No. Okay. So did you watch basketball?
Yes, I did.
So I'm going to give you the chance that everyone else blew. Okay. All right? Give me your 30-second take on the finals.
Okay. Well, my take is that a team like Golden State that was 3-1 up the year before against the same team and did somehow lose against the Cavs, add a player like Durant, then there's just nothing to do against them. And what happened had to happen, in my opinion. It just 4-1 was a fair result.
Good job, dude. You see that? All it takes is just you get a little opportunity, and instead of just pissing it away and trying to be funny, like, what was his name?
You're about to take away his opportunity.
You were.
You're about
you
to
shut
kick
him
out
twice.
I was. I thought he was messing with me. He was pouring it on a little thick there with the name. Let's be real. He came in a little too excited, and it was pouring on a little thick. But
like you rolled the R in yourself. Javier or something?
Yeah. He was, yeah.
Did you put a little extra emphasis on the accent?
I think I pushed it a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you think? Maybe. Just a little bit?
Just a touch. Just a touch.
But you've redeemed yourself. You did a good job, unlike the rest of those idiots out there. Here's what you do. Now, when you're done, I want you to walk. Sorry, Jay. Jay looked in here wondering why I called him an idiot. What I want you to do is I want you to walk out there and in the intern bully, and you can just tell them all they can go home because this is yours now. You are the clear leader of the pack.
Matter of fact,
this new crop of interns.
Just go out there and at the top of your lungs, look at all of them and just yell, "Nailed it, bitches."
Okay, I will.
No, don't do that.
And then yell chirp.
No, don't do that either. Definitely don't do that.
Just yell chirp now.
No.
Just to aggravate
don't.
Barry.
I don't know. Don't
Who's your
do
favorite
that.
Show on the network?
You guys.
That's a good answer. See, this kid's smart. This kid is learning.
Yep.
This kid knows what he's doing. I really wanted to dog you out. Like, from the get-go, I wanted to be a dick to you. But you've pulled yourself up by the bootstraps, and you've done a good job.
Thank you.
Congratulations, man.
Javier's our winner.
Without a doubt. Good job, Javier.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, guys.
I'll go answer some calls.
Yeah, get out of here. Stop staring at me.
And he knew how to turn off his own microphone.
Good job, brother. Good job.
There you have it. Javier, the winner of the first ever ESPN 97.5.
That was like a quick rock the mic session, wasn't it?
Intern Olympics. That was really good.
Kind of was.
You're right, Nick. Mad props to whoever suggested that. And mad props to you and everybody for pulling it off quickly. That was good.
Absolutely. All right,
so we've got a half hour left to go before we turn it over to Fred Fowler and AJ and the Blitz. So stay tuned to the Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go, 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 go. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. Sunday is Father's Day, so don't forget. And as part of that, ESPN 97.5 and Massage Heights want to celebrate all dads with you guys out there. So this Thursday, we'll be giving away three $100 gift cards to Massage Heights for the funniest story by your dad. Now, the story has to be about how your dad hurt himself. So my dad hurt himself by blank. And you tell that story on our Facebook page, and then we'll read them for all to hear, and we'll pick three listeners out of there. So listen to John Rahill with Dale, the Usual Suspects in the Blitz, for your chance to win a $100 Massage Heights gift card for Father's Day. Boom. Welcome back. Okay. So somebody said some mean things to me, and I don't know what that means.
Wait. Was it via text?
No, it was on Twitter.
Oh.
Manoof said, Barry is such a bitch ass. I don't know why I would be a bitch ass.
It's a harsh way to start.
Yeah. And then he goes on to dog on Javier, which ain't nice. El Jefe said, my school says you need a 3.0 GPA to intern for you guys. Who the hell are these interns? Like, is that true?
I don't think so. There's no way that's true.
Do they really need a 3.0 GPA?
That can't be true.
If so, none of those guys are getting 3.0s, I can tell you. Jay sounded like the smartest one of all of them.
Well, Jay just said if you're friends with, if your dad's friends with Mr. Gow, then you don't need a
3.0. You don't need a 3.0. Well, good for Jay, because I guarantee you he's pulling a 0.30.
Well, maybe. And, but I think that, I thought John responded, or someone responded based on the fact that someone else had made reference to that saying that's outdated because the station has moved and that's like 4 or 5 years ago. So
yeah.
So at least 4 or 5 years ago, there was an upstanding internship program.
Oy vey.
We had like a 55-year-old on here on Monday interning.
What?
Or a 45-year-old.
Wait, Nick. Bury the lead. But who was he interning
I'm
for?
I keep picking on Barry Warner, and it needs to stop.
Don't mention him by name. We'll just assume we won't mention Barry Warner's name.
So Barry Warner had a 55-year-old intern, and I bet he called him young man, too. I bet he was like, young man, listen to me.
I might be exaggerating. He looked like he was in his 40s, though, for sure.
Really?
Do you know where the intern interview took place?
I don't know. Barry said he was at a bar.
At a bar?
Yeah.
At a bar. Imagine that.
I thought he couldn't
drink. Holy crap. Wait a second. Now Warner is bringing up his swinging partners to intern?
Well, you know, because he was between computers. So it's kind of taken away what he normally does with his free time.
I mean, you know, we can swap wives. You can certainly come and work for me at the station, too.
Like, what? All right.
Wait, your name is Javier? How old are you? You can intern for me. Show up
Monday.
That
actually would be a very interesting conversation to listen to.
What?
Between Barry Warner and intern Javier?
Yeah.
Oh, I would just listen to whatever they're saying.
You would?
Yeah, because I don't think they'd be able to successfully complete a conversation.
Yeah, that I could see. I can't believe Javier, he would have won hands down.
Because of Javier, because of Barry, but.
Yeah, but he would have won hands down if he would have just came out of the gate not trying to pour it on a little thick.
He almost
ruined it for himself. He almost did.
I kind of felt bad. He said two words and you just cut off his mic.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was trying
but
to.
But you're not mean.
No, I'm definitely not mean. I'm not mean at all. No, I am not mean. I'm just keeping it real. You know, this is a tough business, and you got to have thick skin. And if you want to make it in this biz,
you're rather chipper and happy with the interns,
huh?
You're rather chipper and happy with the interns as it is. But now I think you've opened a door and an avenue to really create relationships with these guys.
You know, it's all about, yeah, you know, it's all about that. No one treated me nice. So, I mean.
Where was Sarah?
She wasn't outside.
Yeah, she wasn't out there.
I would have grabbed her just to see how Barry would have.
I would have hated to have to cut her mic off, too. That would have been embarrassing for all of us.
It would have been embarrassing.
But here's the thing, though. I've talked to Sarah a couple times, and I have a feeling Sarah wouldn't have squandered that opportunity. Like the rest of them did.
Well, she also goes to Pepperdine.
Yeah, that's exactly my point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what was Jay from DeVry? Isn't that where he went?
Something like that. Phoenix.
Hey, guys. Did you know that they are... I wanted to get your thoughts on this. So they're in the midst of determining Bill Cosby's fate.
Yeah. It's in the jury's hands right now, huh?
Yeah. And I think they're on day two of deliberations. You guys nervous for the cause?
Not really.
I'm thinking the cause may be going away.
I'm thinking if it's not this one, it'll be another one. But I read or heard, he could get life in prison.
Well, there's too many cases.
Yeah, just for this one.
Just too many cases.
Have you seen this one?
Mm-mm.
She looks like, you know who Pam Shriver is that used to do?
Yeah.
She looks like a more... Afro'd Pam Shriver.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But here's the thing. You say there's like 100 in line.
There are plenty out there that
will
follow.
And they're all in the courtroom because his defense attorney was pointing at them and referring to them as them. There are others like them. And he pointed to the people in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then he basically, even by trying to get Cosby out of this mess that he created... was basically saying, but he did commit adultery and, you know, he wasn't faithful to his wife and but he's saying it in kind of even rougher terms and really highlighting that. Meanwhile, Mrs. Cosby's in the courtroom.
Yeah, and they were just all smiles when they were walking in yesterday, and I don't get that. I don't get that at all. If I put myself in her position, I don't know that I would be that supportive. I would, as soon as I found out, I think I would leave. Like, if Nora's out there just mollying dudes and banging them left and right, while they're, you know, out cold, I'm not standing by her side. I'm just not doing that. I don't know. I don't understand
I don't see
kind
how
of,
she didn't know.
I don't understand that kind of loyalty. Is it money that's clouding the judgment where you're like, well, you know, he is the breadwinner. You know what? You'll get plenty. Don't worry about that. I don't understand that kind of loyalty for someone that would even let's just go out on a limb and say he didn't roofie these women. That it was just all just crazy wild sex and consensual, which I don't believe personally. Mm-hmm. But let's just say that. How could you still stand by this man?
Well,
I don't get that.
As a woman in general, you would think that whether he drugged them or not, the fact that he's committing adultery
That's
is
my point.
Yeah, exactly. And the fact that Rudy walked him in the first 2 days to court. Grown up Rudy from the Cosby Show, the actress.
Is she still hot? Because she grew up hot.
Yeah. She was a cute little kid.
Okay.
And she still
I'll let you.
I'm just saying, as a kid, she was just a cute little kid. But she was pretty as she got older.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, that's not his wife. Who's on his arm for
What's
the first
name?
2 days of court? Rudy Huxtable.
No. Nope.
I'm trying to remember. It's been so long. I'm trying to remember the name.
Is it Raven Simone?
No.
It is Raven Simone.
No, Raven Keisha Simone had her Pulliam? Own show later.
Pulliam?
No.
Kesha Pulliam? Keisha Pulliam?
Oh. Is that Rudy?
Yeah, that's Rudy. That's Rudy.
And the other one was Tempest. Was it Tempest Bledsoe?
I'd have to look it up.
The middle one?
What did Raven Simone play on the Cosby Show?
Well, she was one of the kids, and she also had a spin. I mean, she had her own show as she got older too. I think on like Disney or something.
Oh, did she? Okay.
All but right. Yeah, Rudy walked him in the first 2 days of court, and I'm like, if you're Rudy, are you really? Whether you're wanting to still stay in the public eye or whatever, or you're complete out of it, why are you attaching yourself to this man at this time?
Yeah, that doesn't. Okay, now I've found her. Yeah, you're right. Keisha Knight Pulliam or whatever.
Okay.
Man.
She's not bad.
She ate her vegetables.
Well.
Yeah. Well, this picture I'm looking at right here.
Oh, I didn't see the two-piece. Where'd you get that from?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nick's going back to the board.
Nick's like, oh, I didn't see the two-piece.
Now, she didn't look like that walking
right
into court.
No?
No.
She's hot right there. What is this from?
Someone will say that she kind of got Rihanna'd.
She got thick?
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. That happens, too.
Mm-hmm.
Happens to the best of us.
But again, she's walking him into court.
I don't understand that. I just don't get it. I don't know. Again, maybe it's that blind loyalty of, you know, innocent until proven guilty.
Well, you got to remember, too, like, she was a kid. He probably kind of served as a father figure.
I'm sure.
Dude, okay.
I'm not making excuses.
No. 100 women
killed,
don't lie.
Hold on. If your father was roofying women and banging them while they were out cold, would you support your dad in that? Would you be like, I got your back, Dad? I'd be like, Dad, you're an a-hole and you deserve what you get.
So you just turn your back on your
Yes.
Dad?
If my dad committed a crime like that, as atrocious as that is, raping women? Yeah, I would turn my back on my dad if he did that.
I think
Absolutely.
A lot of people would say that, but then when they're actually put in that position, they wouldn't do it.
Try me.
That's my guess.
No.
That's
Nick,
my
were
guess.
You a Darren Sharper fan?
No, absolutely right? not. Absolutely not. I'm just saying.
No, I mean, I think you're right on the father figure acts. Part of it.
Yeah, but I mean, supporting him
but
just
yeah,
because
it's
he
hard
was
to,
a father
that's what
figure
I'm saying.
To
it's still hard to support. You can't walk him into court
and
when
again,
you know the allegations. The front of a magazine had to have like a foldout for all the women that were in that are in line
if it was
to
one,
bring the same charges against him. There's like 100, literally.
If it was one or two, then I think you say, you know what, let's see what the facts say. But yeah, when there's a foldout chart, and it looks, and it's there's hundreds of faces. I'm sorry,
Each
where there's
woman
smoke, there's fire.
Posing in a picture to represent one of the ladies that's going up that wants to bring charges against Bill Cosby for what he did to her.
And
you it's
guys,
like 100.
And you guys can save your text about, well, he's innocent until proven guilty and all that. I'm
nice,
not saying
probably.
I'm saying that there's enough of that where if just one of 100 of them is true, he should go to jail. I mean that makes him a rapist.
Absolutely.
If one of the 100 are true, so I don't know.
Let's just say the odds aren't stacked in his favor with all those people lined up. So we'll
I thought
see
he was getting off
goes,
at that because it was, what's the whole law when it takes too long?
Statute of limitations.
That's what I thought. I thought he was done. I didn't even know
some
he was
of them,
back in court.
Some of them are. Yeah, some of them have gone, it's been too long. No, I think the only crime that doesn't have a statute of limitations is murder. But I think everything else does have a a limit. But yeah, some of them can still be. He can
yeah,
still
you're
be
right,
tried
because cold cases go on quite a while before yep. they can solve them. All right, so we got one segment to go before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, in the Blitz. So hang with us, and we'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, and hand it off. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah, yeah.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey guys, Usual Suspects here for one more segment before we turn it over to the Blitz. Right now, I just want to real quickly tell you guys about a great program here in the Houston area called Houston Cans Cars for Kids. It's a fantastic program run by you, the people of Houstonian, for kids in the Houston area that need a second chance at getting an education. It's a real simple concept. Basically, you look around, you've got a clunker, it's collecting dust and rust, and you've been thinking about getting rid of it, but you just haven't gotten around to it. Well, all you got to do is call 713-225-4226 or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them what you got, tell them where you live. They'll do the rest. They come to you with the paperwork, a tow truck, take it away, and you have a good feeling in your heart knowing that you're going to help kids, as well as mention ESPN 97.5. You get a $50 gift card right off the top. And that's where the program really starts. Where it really makes take shape is it takes your donation and it turns it into resources. So kids trying to get a second chance at an education can have warm meals, eyeglasses, book money, bus fare, all the things they need so that they won't become a distraction when they're trying to get their education. It's a great program. Houston Can Academies, making a difference in the lives of kids in the Houston area. So Houston Cans Cars for Kids is the place to be. If you want to make a donation, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
Somebody texted the show and said they were disappointed that Nick didn't play Molly Percocet on the way out from that last segment.
Well, we'll do it at the end of the
show. Yeah, you, Noel, it won't be relevant now. We're not talking about Cosby anymore. You missed that golden opportunity. Somebody also texted the show and said, do you guys like hang out together in the ESPN sauna or steam room after a hard show? Trying to make up my mind whether you guys really like each other off the air. So I don't like Nick at all off the air. I hate that dude. But like Joel and I don't really hang out.
Right.
I think the first time we all three hung out together was basketball, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. But no, off the air, Nick can go to hell for sure.
That's a lie.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's a huge
It's not the last
lie.
Mean
Plus,
thing Barry's going to say to me.
6 days a week with him.
Yeah, well, that's why he can go to hell off the air. Get sick of him. I see him when I see my wife. Ugh, makes me sick. I have about the same amount of sex, too. I'll let you figure out which one it is. By the way, I just want to say, I just want to tell the interns that they all did a great job.
Yeah.
I don't want them to, when I walked out there, they all looked kind of stunned.
Well, I saw Nick first start talking to him, and it was basically like almost like they didn't have a choice, and the fear of God was in some of their faces. But like,
in their own way, they all did well and contributed to the show, and it was fun and funny, and they should take it that way. I don't want them to be scarred from that. It was.
I think they're scarred.
It was all in good fun. That's
right.
What I want them to know.
But I think in real life, they have to realize there's going to be times like this that are going to pop up.
Except for the one that called me a name. That guy can go to hell. Who was him?
What was there was a no. That was excessive.
The Pimp C shirt. I liked his shirt. That was
it
really
was a great
good.
Shirt. But then he came at him hard.
Yeah, like why are you attacking me?
He called you Charlemagne.
I'm sensitive, bro. You can't be doing that.
Plus, he shortened his own name. Charlemagne, he gave himself his own nickname.
Is Charlemagne good or bad?
I think he's good. He does.
Oh, well, then why do we kick him out? Bring him back. No, I thought it was bad. I was like, wait a minute.
No, Charlemagne's pretty funny, in my opinion. Not everybody likes him, though.
Well, yeah, that sounds about right. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Did you say not anybody likes
not
him?
Everybody.
Oh,
not
okay.
Everybody.
I was going to say, that sounds about right. No one likes me. So, yeah, that would fit appropriately.
The interns are just scared to death of you now.
And they shouldn't be. I don't know how to. I told them before I brought them here, guys, we're going to have some fun. Don't take anything serious. It's going to all be in good fun. And then I walked back out there later, and I think they all took it kind of serious.
No, you were more like, don't be so sensitive. That's that. That was the tone. It wasn't like
true.
That.
That's true. I did kind of say it like that.
It is kind of the way, I keep telling you this, man. It look, is kind of the,
don't
the
get
way
your
you
panties
carry
in
yourself.
A bunch.
You know
that's
that
the tone. That
every day
did.
When you show up for work, you know that room is full of interns when you first come in.
Yeah.
And like some people, they put the code in, and then they gently open the door. You like aggressively...
Because the door sucks.
Yeah, and then you swing it open, and then you got a frown on your face, and you kind of like look, and then you just
I look,
storm right
you know,
by.
You know
or,
why I come in not in a good
the
mood?
Otis Thorpe thing. Oh.
No, because I know that everyone in there, including you, is going to be talking while I'm trying to prep.
Including me.
Yes.
See, this is why we don't hang out. This is very easy. This is very, very easy to define.
That was actually pretty good.
That exactly was really that. Good. Yeah. That was really good.
The other day, though.
Joel, am I lying? Do you not talk a lot during show prep? Tell the truth.
No, more than talk a lot, I laugh because the conversation's already going on, whether they're there or not.
That's not Nick.
You do talk a lot, bro.
Thank you.
I ain't gonna lie. But the last time you wasn't talking a lot and you were like mad about the interns talking outside the studio, yeah. And we were like, just close the door.
Because I'm a simple person. Like, I don't have... I'm not like you guys where I can't, like, listen to the conversation and still read. Like, I'm a dumbass. I have to focus on the words on the screen. Otherwise, I can't absorb them.
Oh, we so you need an Adderall. We were both in that studio the other day, not saying a word. And you said, I can't do this. And you get up and you leave. And we both looked at each other at the same time and was like, we could just shut the door.
Yeah, because Joel was actually not talking that much.
I know, but it was all the interns out there talking.
It was intern Trey, really, that was talking, and he was really aggravating you.
He's the worst of all of them, by the way. That dude.
That's what I mean. It's not only that conversation's already going on, but again, in the theory of Trey, 1 minute he makes a fairly educated statement to the group, and the next minute he says something so far out there, you're just like, start laughing, like, what did you just say?
It's a special group of folks.
Road look. Scholars? No. But road less traveled? Sometimes. I mean, it's a different group.
Someone said I was a drama queen. Fair enough.
Not the last time
you'll
get
enough.
That text.
And I'm sure
not the first time.
So there you go.
Not the first time, not the last time. Fair enough, 7165. Also, you're blocked. Just kidding. I'm not blocking. Not today.
So that wraps up another fine effort from our part, hopefully in yours too, as we saw you contribute throughout the show. We'll be back tomorrow and every weekday 1 to 4. It's the usual suspects. For Nick, for Barry, it's Sir Talks-A-Lot right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.